I am Michelle Graham, the Technically DC Market Editor. Technically is a news site that grows local technology communities by connecting organizations and people through news, events, and services. This is Technically DC Diaries, a pilot interview series where I will talk to local technologists and startup leaders about themselves and why they do the hard and good work that they do. For this edition, I have with me Megan Gaffney-Buck, CEO and co-founder of Veda Data Solutions. Thanks for joining. How are you today?
Thanks for having me. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Awesome. Again, thank you for joining. We're going to go ahead and hop into our interview and get started. So how did you first get into tech slash entrepreneurship?
So kind of by accident, I think is the best answer. My background was in politics and policy, not surprising here in Washington, D.C.
Right.
But what I discovered in working in that space, that there were lots of interesting, big, chewy problems that needed fresh ideas and new solutions. And so having worked in policy through the ACA being developed and healthcare being the topic of conversation for many years, I had a good knowledge of what the problems were, but needed to get outside of the policy bubble to try to find a solution. And so when I partnered with my co-founder, Bob Lindner, we used some of the tools that he was building in science and brought them to a new market.
Awesome. So tell me, what does a day in the life of a CEO really look like?
Right now, it looks a lot like juggling homeschool and business meetings. COVID's been really interesting for us. We're working from home like many other people are right now and balancing lots of things. But the focus of my day generally is helping everyone else that works at Veda do their job well. I see my role as CEO as kind of the chief enabler of the company. So I try to hire the very best, smartest people I can. We've built a very diverse and creative team. And my job is to give them the resources that they need to be successful.
Absolutely. So can you go ahead and give our listeners an insight to what Veda Data Solutions actually does?
Sure. I'm guessing most listeners have actually had the experience with the problem that we solve. So you get a brand new insurance plan, maybe you got a new job, or you're going out on your own as a new entrepreneur and you sign up for a plan on the healthcare exchange here in DC. And you're going to look and see if you can find a new primary care provider. Maybe you need a flu shot right now as we're going into flu season. And not surprisingly, for folks that have had this experience, about half of the information on health insurance websites that direct patients to find care is inaccurate. Some of that is because the data changes very quickly. People are moving in and out of different health plan networks. Providers are moving from residency to private practice. Some of it is also because the systems, the kind of roads and bridges of healthcare infrastructure, haven't changed much since the 1990s. And that means that integrating with things like front-end websites is a really challenging job. And so what Veda does is take modern tools and machine learning and AI and provides automation in place for health insurers. We integrate our tools into their old clunky systems from the 90s and early 2000s, all the way through more unique and innovative new solutions like Salesforce Healthcare Cloud. And we help them clean and update data about providers and facilities and do that in a really fast and efficient way so that patients can access care quickly and without any of the hurdles that they're used to jumping through.
Awesome. So tell me, what's great about the DC tech community and what can it do better?
DC is a great place for women entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that there isn't more that can be done to support female entrepreneurs here, but I have friends that work in San Francisco and in New York, and DC really does have a community around entrepreneurship, and particularly a community where the female entrepreneurs are used to connecting and helping each other. It is very collaborative rather than competitive. And I think that gives us a real advantage. The other thing that's interesting here is some of the big companies in the area are very supportive specifically of women and Black entrepreneurs, particularly around infrastructure, where they're investing in innovation hubs. And so that's everything from the Veneta Project. You know, it's supported by big companies like Capital One and Booz Allen, and really innovative work to lift up entrepreneurs at places like Howard that make this a more open community to become an entrepreneur than other places in the country. So, you know, I think that's a huge advantage. On what DC could do better, DC can be a very expensive place to start a business.
And live.
And so, you know, when we've done work with the city and with the economic development arm in the mayor's office, I think they're really trying to figure out how to make starting a business more affordable and more open to everyone who has an entrepreneurial vision. But I think it's part of our job as entrepreneurs and journalists in the community to keep talking about that, because equity in entrepreneurship really means that you can afford to start a business, and that means you can afford to live while you're starting a business. And that's a challenge that, you know, I'm focused on, and I want to see entrepreneurship in every ward. And that means we need to think about what we as a community and as the city of DC can do to make that possible.
Awesome. You kind of just started touching on what my next question is about. How are you working to keep the community connected during this unprecedented times, or any initiatives that you care about that are going on?
Yeah, I mean, I am a mom of two DC public school students. So I live in Ward 6. I'm over just off of H Street. I think there's a lot going on in the educational community and businesses working to partner with students to learn about entrepreneurship early. Yeah. I actually just signed up to volunteer to be a mentor to folks here at Eastern High School in Ward 6. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important for the business community right now, and entrepreneurs in particular, to look for opportunities to connect with the public schools in the area to start educating folks about opportunities in entrepreneurship. Especially now when things like college career fairs and more in-person opportunities for kids to learn about building a business are shuttered and shut down at the moment, there are still some virtual opportunities where we can be reaching out. And I think that's something that can be really exciting for young people too.
Absolutely. So you actually already touched on this a little bit as well, but I'd love to hear a little more.
Sure.
How has your work-life balance been since working from home? What do you love and what do you not so much like about it?
Balance is kind of an overstatement. It's more like teetering on the edge of a roller coaster. No, I think it is a challenge for everyone. It's been humbling for me. The thing that I love about it is I get to see my kids a lot more than I used to. I was commuting. I had to do, you know, events in the evening on occasion, and it was hard to make it home and spend quality time with them. And I get little snippets of 15 minutes throughout the day where I get to see what they're doing and kind of connect with them, play a game, you know, futz around on the floor with Legos for 10 minutes in between conference calls. And that's been really great. The thing that's most challenging, I think, is I miss being in person with our team. Yeah. We have such a great office culture and company culture. There was so much that happened and was shared in the morning around coffee, or, you know, Friday lunches in the conference room when people were batting ideas back and forth. And I miss their energy, and I miss getting their ideas and people stopping me and giving me feedback. Like, all of that is challenging to recreate digitally.
Yeah, that's absolutely understandable. So switching from talking about that, what does recharging on the weekends look like for you? What do you do for fun?
So right now, it is lots of time outside. Yeah. We're trying to spend as much outside time as we can while the weather is good. So love to go and rent the kayaks down at the wharf and get out on the water. You know, in my neighborhood, spend a lot of time at Lincoln Park. The fences around the statues are down now, so we can fully enjoy, you know, our community parks without the police presence, which has been really nice for the kids. And, You know, I also have taken up learning guitar, strangely enough, which really? I never would have had time to do. No, I never would have had time to do that. And my son was interested in learning. And so I'm kind of picking it up as well. And that's been a fun new pastime.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, I think people are underestimating that quarantine is going to get a lot more depressing once the winter hits. So right. I too have been trying to spend a lot more time outside with my dog. So
yeah,
I'll get that outside time in. So where do you hope to be in 5 years? Where do you hope Beta Data Solutions to be in 5 years?
Yeah, it is. It's funny because I can see 5 years down the road now, and I couldn't even a year ago. I think it was really hard to see where we would be. I would love to see our future as a leader in this infrastructure of technology in healthcare. And I mean that by saying there's been a lot of investment in patient care and using AI technologies for things like diagnostics and developing new drugs or new patterns of care or ways to access patients through apps and things like that. But healthcare is woefully behind in infrastructure building and making data easily accessible and driving down those administrative costs. And as I look forward in the future, I'd love for people to reflect on Veda as a transformative force within healthcare to free up money for patient care. And that's really what we're all about, is driving down administrative costs. The point isn't to drive up profits. The point is to make enough money available in the ecosystem so that every person can be cared for. We can't do that with 20% and greater administrative overhead. It's the highest in the world. And so we really want to be the leading force and the voice for transforming healthcare so that there's enough money to take care of everyone.
Absolutely. So what motivates you every day? I assume this work yeah. that you're working on.
Yeah, COVID's been an extraordinary motivator for us. We've seen both where data problems have created anxiety and trouble getting resources to the places where they need to be. You know, I see the future of cost really within the healthcare system. People are going to be dealing with the impact and the effects of COVID on their long-term health for a very long time. I mean, we're already hearing about these long haulers in the COVID, during the COVID epidemic, and healthcare needs to adapt and change to be able to take care of these people and to take care of them with the quality of care that they deserve. And so I'm continually motivated by that. I'm also motivated as a female entrepreneur. You know, we're building a company in a way that is not in the Silicon Valley mold. We do things like, you know, have mandatory numbers around our first round interviews need to have women and people of color in every round. And we force people to go and look under every rock for the most qualified people. If they don't feel like they're qualified to apply, we're going to seek you out. We're going to see your work and we're going to pull you in. We want to do things in a different way. And we do things like provide 100% healthcare coverage. So we pay all of our healthcare premiums for our employees and their families, because we believe that that's what healthcare companies should be doing. We should be taking care of the people that enable us to succeed. And so I'm hoping that investors will look at Veda as a success, will see us eventually exit and say, oh yeah, you can make money and treat people really well and have a diverse team at the table with leaders that look different than the boardrooms that people are typically seeing in Silicon Valley, and do that successfully and kind of bring that new model to light here in DC.
Absolutely, I love that. All right, so if you could describe yourself in 3 words, what would they be?
Probably energetic.
Yes.
Positive. And coffee. Because it's all fueled. I'm like 50% coffee.
You know, I like loaded up my Keurig with, I loaded my Keurig and was ready to make coffee, forgot to do it. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's not good. Right. That's it. Right. Like we're all going 100 miles an hour all day long, trying to create something exciting. And so, you know, I try to get up every morning and just be a positive and have a positive outlook about what's possible. And hopefully hopefully we'll see these things kind of come to fruition as the company grows.
Absolutely. All right. Any last words? I kind of keep I open up the last few minutes for you to share any announcements. If you're hiring, you got any events coming up or anything like that, feel free.
We are always hiring. So Veda is growing at a fast clip as usual. We are looking for developers, customer success professionals. We are looking for people that are interested in cloud architecture and have a background in React or in AWS DevOps. So lots of folks in DC that are well suited, that would be a great part of our team. But I would take my kind of last minute in putting my old political hat on for a second. Healthcare and entrepreneurship are both really impacted by the people that are leading our communities. And so regardless of people's kind of opinion about who those leaders should be, I would not be, I'm never quiet about saying everybody should vote. And so I want to take an opportunity to say that it's important for us as entrepreneurs and part of a tech ecosystem to have a voice in what our communities look like. And so we give election day off at Veda for folks to go and take time out to vote or work polls and volunteer. And I would encourage other entrepreneurs to make sure that their employees have space to have their voices heard, because we're shaping a really beautiful ecosystem here in DC, but it means that we have to be a part of those solutions as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Thank you again, Megan, for joining. This has been Technically DC Diaries. I'm Michelle A. Graham, and thank you everyone for watching and listening.